Hi there, and welcome to episode one of season three of Magic Time. I'm Scott Squires. Really glad to be back for season three. And a big announcement, you may have seen it on social media, but I'll talk about it right now. We are so very excited to welcome Coast Insurance as the title sponsor for the podcast this season. So for season three, it will now be known as the Coast Insurance Magic Time Podcast. So we're really glad to have Coast Insurance on board. You can find out more about Coast Insurance and what they offer by visiting them online at coastinsurance.ca. Coast Insurance, their goal is to bring you the best coverage for the best price. And what better way to start off season three of Magic Time than by welcoming the head coach of the reigning National Basketball League of Canada champions, Moncton Magic. This is Coach Joe Salerno. How you doing, Coach?
Scott, I'm doing really well, man. How are you?
I am excellent. Really excited to have you back. Really excited to be back for season three. And we're so happy that Coast Insurance is on board sponsoring the podcast this season. So much to talk about. But since we last spoke back in July, maybe just the Coles Notes version, just a quick catch up of what the last couple of months have been like for you.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know if I could put it in just a few notes. It's been busy. It's been extremely busy when it comes to putting this, this team together for the upcoming season. Obviously re-signing so many players from last year's championship team, as well as trying to find new players who are really going to fit into the mix, with our returning guys, planning training camp, putting together an extended preseason schedule, all the things, the logistics that comes with kind of putting the team out on the floor here in Moncton. It's been a busy time in the Magic offices, but sooner than later, the ball is going to go up here in a couple weeks. So just excited to really kind of get going and get to the basketball side of things.
And I know that you are chomping at the bit. I've known you for a few years now. I know how excited you get when it gets close to the start of the season. But you just mentioned a number of things to talk about. First of all, the reigning champions. It's always important to try and run it back when you're the defending champs. What can you tell us about some of the returning players that are coming back that are going to make the core of this team really strong in the title defense?
I think we've had a really, really successful, you know, offseason when it comes to re-signing players. You know, every league around the world could be considered a transient league. I think when you even look at the NBA this year, the amount of movement they've had on the player front and players going to new teams or different leagues or whatnot. You know, for us, bringing back a core group of players was very high on my priority list. You know, as I said at the end of last season, I would have brought all 12 back, you know, if we had the opportunity to. But we were able to get seven. We were able to get seven to return for this coming season. And, you know, I'm really happy and I'm really proud of the other five guys, you know, that who won't be returning this year. Trey Kell, Gentry Thomas, Joel Ndadondo, Nick Evans, and Freddie McSwain. They all signed in five different countries, which is really, I think, a tribute to the Magic and, of course, to the players. And but it's just very successful. It feels like a success when you know you have all 12 of your players from a championship team last year accounted for and playing this year. So, you know, it's exciting. But yeah, the seven back, you know, we have Corey Almond, Jason Calise, Wayne McCullough, Marcus Lewis, Denzel Taylor, Billy White, and Brad States. So, you know, in that mix, I think that's basically four or five starters returning from last year's team, as well as really kind of our sixth man in Jason Calise. So we have certainly established a great foundation for what should be a very talented and hopefully successful team this year.
To be able to get that many players back from a championship team when, you know, guys are always looking to perhaps take another step or have another challenge. And I know that fans were anxiously watching to see what players would be coming back. We knew Corey was coming back because we talked last year that he had signed the two-year contract, had a year left, and all very important pieces. But I know probably some of the most excited reaction I saw in terms of a returning player coming back was the announcement of two guys, really. It was Marcus Lewis and Billy White. And again, really excited to have all the guys back. But how important was it to get those two guys back? Billy White because of his championship pedigree, and Marcus Lewis, well, just because of what he did on both sides of the ball.
Both those guys were probably top three, you know, as far as guys trying to get back. Billy has just done some things in this league when it comes to success and winning that nobody else ever has. You're talking about a guy who's been to four straight NBL Canada finals. I mean, every year he's played in this league, he's been in the finals. I mean, that's LeBron James-esque, right? I mean, that's a big deal, and for him to have two rings, you know, I mean, there's just no question. He, in my opinion, is the best power forward that has ever played in the NBL, in its 8 years existence. So to have Billy back, and I think really kind of in his prime of his career, was huge for us. And then Marcus Lewis, you know, Marcus has the ability to do things on a basketball court that other players just physically can't do. And, you know, when you have a guy, a special talent like that, you do everything in your power to get him back. And he was just such a huge part of our success last year, you know, on the defense and offensive side of the ball. But, you know, he's almost like my security blanket as a coach, you know, who puts so much of an emphasis on defense, to know you have Marcus Lewis in your lineup and you basically can shut down another team's top player. You know, that's a really great feeling. So you can imagine how excited I was to have Marcus re-sign for his second year with the team.
And a guy whose name, when I saw get announced as re-signing, really made me happy, just because we talked last year that perhaps he was going to go out on the high note with the championship and maybe go on to another phase of his life. But Jason Caliste, Jay Cathriste, is back for another season with the Magic. How did that come about?
Jay and I talked a lot, you know, towards the end of our season last year. And, you know, I certainly knew it was on his mind that this may be the last year for him. And, you know, he had always said if he was going to play another year, it would really only be in Moncton, and he really enjoyed playing here. But, you know, he has some other aspirations after basketball, you know, that's on his mind. And it probably took about a month and a half, 2 months before, you know, Jay and I talked, and he said, yeah, coach, I definitely have more left in the tank, and I can't go, you know, next winter without playing. So he's excited to be back. We're excited to have him. I think he's a guy that, you know, really started attracting a lot more fanfare at the end of our season last year. He's a very popular player here in Moncton, and I think a lot of that was how good he was in the postseason. I mean, he was a huge part of our championship run last year in the finals and the conference finals. So Jay is a player. He's a guy I love having around. He brings a toughness and a veteran mindset, and we're fortunate. We're really fortunate to have Jay want to play another year, and knowing that we'll be in a Magic uniform.
Now, we talked about the returning players, and you also referenced how proud you are of the guys that have gone on for other opportunities. But because of that, you've got some roster spots that you need to fill. And we'll talk about some of the new fresh faces coming in, but a couple of names that would be familiar to fans of the National Basketball League of Canada were signed by the Moncton Magic, and I think two really good additions potentially to this squad in Jeremiah Morty and Dominic Schuler. Maybe just a quick comment about both of those guys.
Just two great signings for us. You know, it really was two guys that have played in this league. Obviously, Jerry for 2 years now with St. John, and Dominic for a fairly short period of time on the island. Both of those guys, I mean, I would put them in my top 10, 15 defenders in the entire league. They're tough guys. Dominic is extremely athletic. He plays way bigger than his size. He's really a human highlight reel when it comes to blocking shots and some of his dunks. And, you know, he's actually a guy a little bit you could potentially see kind of filling that Freddie McSwain void, you know, this year. I kind of see him in that role a little bit. And then, you know, Jeremiah is just he's a Swiss Army knife. I mean, he does so many things well on the floor, and he's an unselfish guy who plays the right way. And he's always a guy that I've admired when he played for the Riptide, and just a guy I knew that was a tough-minded, competitive player. And to be able to sign those two guys, I think it just, you know, right out of the gate, it kind of established some more veteran presence on our team, and guys that, you know, they really wanted to be here. So really excited about both those players, and expect both of them to do great things for us this year.
Now let's talk about some of the fresh faces that are going to be coming in. First guy up, Josh Sykes.
Josh is a very young, talented player. I mean, he's an extreme athlete. You know, he really has had kind of an interesting path coming from college into professional basketball. He only played 2 years of college basketball at Fresno City College, was offered, you know, multiple Division I scholarships following that, but ultimately decided to go the pro ranks. And he was drafted in the G League draft in 2017 by the Clippers G League affiliate. So, you know, it ended up not panning out that first year. He's played a couple years professionally in Australia now. Ridiculous athlete at 6'8", 6'9", and really has the ability to play the three or the four for us. So young player with a lot of potential and a lot of talent who I'm looking forward to working with.
That will take us to another 6'9" player, Mike Parks.
Yeah, Mike had a really nice couple years at the University of Memphis. You know, he's a legitimate big guy. You know, I think I made a comment in our press release. He's a big guy who doesn't mind playing big. And I think those guys are starting to become more rare and rare as the game continues to evolve. But Mike's a physical guy. I think he has a great personality. He has great sense of humor. You know, he's a little bit of a character. He's a fun-loving guy. I think he's somebody our fans would really take to. But, you know, I think he's just somebody who can be really solid on both sides of the basketball for us. And again, I expect Mike to kind of come in and compete for that starting five role. You know, I know that's a goal of his. And coming from a big program at Memphis where he's had some success and played a lot of minutes, I think he'll adjust to the pro game fairly quickly.
And you talk about big men. They don't come much bigger in NBLC than 7-footer Ronald Delph. What can you tell us about Ronald?
Yeah, Ronald, he actually may be closer to 7'1". I mean, he's a big body. He's got a lot of length. You know, he's a guy who had a great career at Florida Atlantic University, which is in Conference USA, a pretty well-respected, you know, NCAA Division I conference. Great length. You know, he's a shot blocker. He has an extremely soft touch around the rim. He can step out and knock down a 15-foot jumper. You know, he just does a lot of things. And again, you can't teach size. You know, I think any time that you can find a 7-footer who can keep up with the athleticism of this league, you know, you have something to work with. And again, Ronald's a pretty young guy. He only has 1 year of pro experience under his belt in Europe last year. And, you know, it's just, I'm going to be really interested to see Ronald in camp and kind of what he can bring to the table for us. Hopefully he's going to really kind of be a steal from this summer.
The guys that we've just talked about are basically either forwards or centers, but playing the 3-4 or the 5. But you also took care of the guard position. A couple of guys that we'll talk about now. First up, Brandon Alston.
Obviously had a really big hole at that point guard position, you know, this year with Trey Kell signing in Hong Kong and Gents Ray Thomas signing in England. Both of those guys are doing very well over there right now. You know, I've been in touch with them a lot and they're getting off to a good start to their season. But it was obviously a big hole to fill. And, you know, Brandon Alston, in my opinion, was one of the more talented players that I saw this summer. You know, I followed him for almost 3 days straight in Las Vegas at two different exposure camps. Extremely intelligent player. You know, he was able to get his bachelor's degree in 3 years at Lehigh and then transferred and got his master's degree in economics at Georgia Tech. He's 6'5", he's 210 pounds. He's actually very similar in a lot of ways to Trey Kell. You know, you hate making player comparisons, especially before they kill on the floor for you, but he has a similar style game, very poised, very calm, great decision maker, high IQ. You know, probably a little more athletic than Trey. But again, a guy that, to me, overall was probably one of the most talented guys I saw all summer. And, you know, he's a guy we expect him to come in and compete for that kind of starting point guard role.
And we go from one Brandon Alston, to another Brandon Neal.
Brandon was actually the first player I signed this offseason. I also saw Brandon in Las Vegas at a camp out there. So hopefully it was a successful trip to the desert this summer. Time will tell. Brandon is a very athletic 6'4", 6'5", kind of 2'3", has a tremendous shooting stroke. He's the type of guy when he shoots the ball, it kind of rips the net. He just brings a lot of intangibles, athleticism, quickness, length. He has a knack for kind of scoring the ball in different ways. And, you know, I mean, he's a true rookie. So it's going to be interesting to see how he adjusts to the game. But again, a guy who I think can be a knockdown shooter for us and bring even more athleticism to our backcourt.
And of course, the Magic also taking care of some Canadian content with the signings of new addition players. What can you tell us about Scarborough, Ontario native Dinjil Walker?
Dinjil's a tough kid. He's to those Scarborough guys, right? Him and Jay Calise. Dinjil, I actually saw at a pro-am tournament in Halifax, Nova Scotia. He played for a team out of Toronto called Tobin. Played extremely high level of college basketball at the University of Oklahoma. Played in the backcourt with current NBA star Buddy Hield. But, you know, played in the Final Four when he was with the Sooners at Oklahoma. He is a hard-nosed, downhill point guard. He's explosive. He can get to the rim. He finishes very well. You know, he's only about 6'1". He's certainly the smallest guy in camp, but he weighs about 200 pounds. He's a very strong guy at that position, and he's just explosive. You know, he's an explosive point guard. This will really be his first go-round at the pro game. so, you know, but I think due to his toughness and just how skilled he is, some of the explosive things he can do on the court, I think he's going to adjust very quickly. So he will also be in a competition at that, you know, kind of point guard spot in camp.
Well, certainly lots of new faces to mesh in with the veterans, and you're going to have a pretty extensive exhibition schedule to do that. But we'll talk to Coach about the exhibition schedule after this. This is the Coast Insurance Magic Time Podcast. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Firm Foundation Media Audio Network. Take advantage of audio with Firm Foundation Media.
Coast Insurance is proud to be the title sponsor of Magic Time. You can find out more about us by visiting coastinsurance.ca. Coast Insurance, our goal is to bring you the best coverage for the best price.
Welcome back to the Coast Insurance Magic Time Podcast. I'm Scott Squires, continuing our conversation now with Magic head coach Joe Salerno. And Coach, I referenced it just before the break, but you've got a lot of new faces coming in to blend in with the seven veterans coming back from the championship squad. And you got a pretty nice exhibition schedule to get a look at these guys and to hopefully get all these guys to gel together. Maybe just a quick word about the exhibition schedule, and then we'll kind of talk about each of them in detail.
The exhibition schedule we were able to put together, you know, this year, I'm very pleased with. I truly am. It took a lot of work to try to put this schedule together, and, you know, obviously working with teams like Sudbury and the Edge. And for us, it was important to, you know, A, be prepared for the upcoming regular season, you know, but also kind of continuing our momentum from last year. And, you know, we certainly know our fans here in Moncton, you know, wanted to see basketball. They're kind of chomping at the bit to see the Magic back in action. So being able to provide them with some exhibition games at the Avenir Center, you know, was important for us. And again, I'm just very pleased with the schedule as a whole. I think it works out well for our preseason, and it's just it really kind of came together nicely.
November 19th, an inter-squad game at Crandall University in Moncton. Then November 22nd, off to Sudbury, Ontario to take on the Sudbury Five. November 24th, a really cool event versus the Raleigh Firebirds at the Avenir Center in Moncton. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. December 7th, the Sudbury Five, this time making the trip to Moncton to play at the Avenir Center against the Magic. And then December 15th, kind of a special day as you're going to be traveling over to Newfoundland and Labrador to take on the St. John's Edge. Again, that's December 15th. And that'll be the first trip back to St. John's for the Moncton Magic since winning the championship at the Mile One Center on their floor. Maybe a few special moments there, Coach, thinking about going back to St. John's.
Yeah, I think it will be. I mean, St. John's has been pretty kind to me and to the Magic over the last 2 years. We've had some success there. You know, it certainly will be an interesting feeling, kind of a cool feeling walking back into that building, you know, where the last time we were there, we were walking out with the MBLC trophy. And, you know, just the emotions that came along with that. And, you know, you just couldn't get on more of a high. And, you know, to be able to walk back in there, it's going to be a nice feeling for sure. You know, I'm excited about the game because I think the Edge, you know, they're competitive every year. That will be our final kind of preseason tune-up before the regular season. So we'll certainly be treating it as a real game, you know, kind of seeing where we're at. So looking forward to going back to St. John's. I love Newfoundland. I'm not going to lie. I've loved my experiences there, and looking forward to going back in December.
Maybe a little holiday screech, Coach?
I mean, it depends. It will depend on how the game goes. No, I will definitely probably head back down to O'Reilly's there, you know, where I think we talked and we've had some good times there and got screeched in. And I like I said, I love the locals there. I love the city. It's a really, really fun place to go to. So, you know, excited about that game, excited that we were able to kind of get that done with the Edge and just really looking forward to the trip.
And I referenced it a moment ago, but we should talk about it in more detail, because when I saw this come up on the Moncton Magic social media feed that you guys are playing an exhibition game against the Raleigh Firebirds from the TBL, the basketball league, down in the United States, they're coming up. How did all this come together, Coach?
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting event. You know, something we're really looking forward to. I know Raleigh's looking forward to it as well. I think the Magic organization, we just want to continue to try to kind of think outside of the box and bring new experiences for our fans and for our players. And, you know, I have a nice connection in Raleigh, North Carolina. A gentleman named Wade Harris, who's the president of the Raleigh Firebirds. And, you know, I was speaking with him this summer, and you know, we were just saying, man, it'd be great if our teams could ever play against each other. And, you know, us trying to put together a preseason schedule, you know, the thought just kind of popped across my head. Like, let's see if we can't get Raleigh, you know, up here in Moncton. And, you know, it was something Raleigh was very excited about. You know, I think it's a great opportunity for their players. You know, the TBL has produced some players over the last couple of years that have been very productive in the NBL Canada. You know, Xavier Moon played for London last year. He came from the TBL. Dominic Schuler, you know, who we signed, his first pro experience was with the Nevada Desert Dogs in the TBL. So, again, I think it's great for their players. It's great for our fans to be able to see a U.S.-based pro team come up here and play at the Avenir Center. So it's a new experience. It's something, you know, we certainly have never done. I believe it's the first time in NBL Canada history that a team has hosted a U.S.-based team in an actual preseason game. So that's also very exciting. And, you know, we're certainly going to try to make an event out of it, out of the weekend while Raleigh is here. You know, we're looking at potentially hosting a live kind of press event that would be, you know, emceed and open to fans for questions and answers, you know, both representatives from Raleigh and the Magic there. And, you know, just trying to make it a really kind of cool kickoff to the season. And it's the first time fans will be able to see the Magic back at the Avenir Center since, you know, last May. So really looking forward to that game. And I think it's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Certainly really exciting for sure. You know, winning the championship last year, this is your first offseason now as a defending champion, as the coach of a defending champion. So, you know, a little bit of a different scenario for you. But as you look at the seven guys that are coming back from that championship team, and you look at these new faces that are coming in, the exhibition games are going to give you a really good opportunity to look at everybody together. Now that you're the defending champ and you want to defend it and come back and go back to back, what are some things that you're really going to be looking for in those exhibition games to make some decisions about who the guys are that you're going to make the final roster?
Yeah, it really is kind of uncharted waters for myself and for the Magic. You know, I think about that sometimes. I think about, you know, man, how is this going to be different this year? You know, trying to defend the title, you know, rather than just win one. And, you know, I think our exhibition schedule really provides us a tool to make sure we get a great look at some of these guys. You know, we'll have 16 players in training camp, you know, for our inter-squad game. And then, you know, 2 days later playing in Sudbury, I'll probably only take 10 guys on that trip, you know, to make sure they get a lot of playing time. And we really get to see guys, you know, in front of 3,000 fans. I think that will be a great game, a Friday night game in Sudbury, their first exhibition game of the year. So it should be exciting. But I think it will give me a chance to really look at guys, give them a lot of playing time and really see, you know, if they're picking up our concepts, you know, how are they meshing together as teammates, what the locker room is like, you know. And then 2 days later when we play Raleigh, we'll probably have at least 6 to 7 different players in the lineup. So I think the exhibition schedule is really going to help us, you know, in our decision-making and in making sure we have, you know, the roster we feel can help us defend that championship and try to bring another one to Moncton. So I think the preseason as a whole has lined up very nicely for what we're trying to accomplish. And we'll have to see, you know, time will tell as far as the new guys and how they fit in with the old guys. And it's exciting. It's exciting to think about this would be kind of a new experience in training camp this year.
And a couple of things I want to ask you about as well that just popped in my head because that's kind of the way my mind works. It's, you know, squirrel over there, got to talk about this. But I saw on your Twitter feed, you gave a shout out to a couple of guys that are going to have jersey retirements. Maybe just a quick word about those guys and what they mean to you and why it is you wanted to kind of give them that shout out on social media.
Yeah, really exciting actually for Vermont basketball. Taylor Coppenrath and TJ Sorrentine, who played at the University of Vermont from 2000 to 2004, they were actually on the team, a big part of the team that upset Syracuse in the first round of the NCAA tournament that year. And were really two of the guys that changed the landscape of Vermont basketball kind of forever. The University of Vermont has had nothing but success since those two guys. And, you know, I actually grew up playing against Taylor Coppenrath. He was from West Barnett, Vermont, and we played against each other from the time we were probably 10 years old all the way up through high school. So he's a friend of mine. And then TJ Sorrentine, who's actually from Pawtucket, Rhode Island, I've had the opportunity to meet multiple times. We've worked a couple summer basketball camps together, and now he's actually the associate head coach at Brown University. Long story short, they've just had a tremendous impact on Vermont basketball as a whole. obviously where I'm from, and certainly the University of Vermont. And they're both having their numbers retired this weekend, hanging up in the rafters at Patrick Gymnasium at the University of Vermont on Saturday. And man, it's an event I would love to be at. I just think it's such a great thing UVM is doing. Just wanted to kind of congratulate both of those guys, two guys I know personally, and two guys that have had a major role in basketball in my home state. So, you know, just shouting out congratulations to them and wishing them all the best and enjoying the day on Saturday.
Yeah, really cool to see. And something else, just to get a quick comment on, because I know that you've got a friendship with him outside the basketball world. But, of course, with the St. John Riptide not coming back this season, taking that one-year hiatus, Coach Nelson Taroba freed up for other opportunities and just announcing yesterday that he signed on to coach with the Texas Legends. Maybe just a word about Coach Taroba and what that means for him to get that chance.
I'm really excited for Coach. I mean, he just took an assistant job with the Texas Legends of the NBA G League, the Dallas Mavericks affiliate. You know, Nelson's a friend of mine. He's a good coach. You know, I think there were some NBL Canada vacancies, you know, this year. You know, my own personal opinion is some teams really lost out on Coach Taroba. You know, they probably should have hired him. You know, he's a head coach, no doubt. But I know he's very excited about the opportunity to work in the G League this year with the Texas Legends. And, you know, he's going to do great things for that organization. So, you know, I'm happy for him and looking forward to staying in touch with him and hearing about his experiences this year. So just great to see a good guy and a good coach, you know, continue to do his thing and coach the game of basketball.
Yeah, I would second that indeed. Always very gracious with us, Dave and I, when they'd be playing in Moncton. And we'd had to talk to him before the broadcast. Always a super nice guy. And quickly, Coach, the championship rings, my goodness. Like, do you wear that around Moncton? Like, that's quite a piece of jewelry.
Boy, you know, it's funny. Yesterday was the first event that I attended. It was a luncheon for the United Way and Medivh Blue Cross. And, you know, we're partners and sponsorship partners with those two, you know, with the Magic. And regardless, I was invited to a luncheon with them you know, I wore the ring, and it was really the first time I wore the ring for, you know, an extended amount of time, you know, for an hour and an hour and a half. And I think my wrist was sore, to be honest with you, from continuing to have the ring on my hand. They're incredible. They're absolutely incredible rings, incredible design. And it's a special, special thing. Both my son and daughter have asked to take it to school. And I haven't allowed that yet. That's a ways down the road. It kind of stays nice and safe in my sock drawer at home. But yeah, awesome. I can't wait for our players to receive them on opening night. And just really, really cool to finally own one of those, to be honest.
Well deserved. And you certainly earned it along with the rest of the coaching staff, the team, and the organization. So we'll move off from basketball now. Got to get an update on the Salerno family. And in particular, your two kids, Cam and Alex. And I know, Coach, being here in Canada, it's almost hard to avoid having your kids not involved in hockey. Cam has played now for a couple of years. Your daughter, Alex, is about to get going. What's it like having your two kids now going to be involved in ice hockey?
You know what, Scott? I just accepted it a long time ago. It was inevitable. It was going to happen. I've come to terms with it. You know, moving to Canada, living in Canada, again, I've said it before, there are more hockey nets in neighborhood driveways than basketball nets. And his first year in Adam, during his fifth season, this is his fifth winter, he's played hockey. He's gotten off to a great start. He's really been playing pretty well and enjoying himself, which is really the most important thing. And yes, my daughter, I mean, it's like a virus. It's like she caught it, and she is starting hockey this year, first year, and she actually starts next weekend. She's actually part of the first shift program put on by Bauer Hockey in the NHL, and it's a program that basically, you know, helps girls, I think more than anything, get involved in playing hockey, first-year players. And she actually went to an event last night, and she received all of her equipment, and, you know, she was showing her new stick off to her brother, and She's psyched, man. She's really excited. And, you know, she is a tremendous little athlete for her age. So I think she's going to do very well. I'm looking forward to seeing her play.
So let's see. We've got hockey. We've got soccer. We've got baseball. We've got gymnastics. We've got the kids coming and hanging out with you at the Avenue Center for basketball. How are you and your wife, Darcy, keeping up with all of the scheduling, the practices, the games, all of that, Coach?
They need their own planner. They need their own, like, agent almost. I mean, it's just ridiculous trying to coordinate our two kids' schedules, with my work schedule, my wife's schedule, and we have a dry erase board calendar in our kitchen that it runs the show. You know, everything goes on it. We follow it religiously. We have to, or we would completely lose our head. And it's a challenge. There's no question about it. But to be able to provide, you know, my two children all the experiences that they want to try is something I'm very grateful for. And it's fun. It's fun seeing them try new things. But my goodness, Scott, they need their own, like, Uber account or their own driver or something, because it's already wearing me thin, and it's not even November yet.
Yeah, that may be an entrepreneurial opportunity for someone. Kids practice Uber. Hey, parents, we'll take your kids. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, like, can we get that going? Can we start a company here doing, like, I mean, we need something. I know that. We need some kind of help. But Darcy and I usually figure it out, and we usually make it happen. So, but again, exciting times. Gymnastics right now, hockey, Sparks, you know, like Girl Scouts. It's just, there's a lot of stuff going on, but that's what you want, right? You want your kids to be active and trying new things. And like I said, I really look forward to seeing Alex out on the ice soon. And Camden has just gotten off to a great start. So exciting times, as always, in the Salerno household.
Thank you very much for taking the time to launch season 3 with episode 1 of Magic Time. And again, big thank you to Coast Insurance for coming on board as the title sponsor for the podcast this year. But again, Coach, exciting times. So we'll talk to you again next week. Let's do it again.
Yeah, no, sounds great, Scott. Thanks for having me on, and looking forward to season 3 here of Magic Time and Magic Basketball.
Sounds good. Thanks very much. Enjoy your day. That is head coach Joe Salerno of the defending champion, National Basketball League of Canada, Moncton Magic. They'll be back on the court before too long, November 19th, inter-squad game. I would encourage you to visit MonctonMagic.ca or any of their social media sites to learn more about the players, about the schedule, and about all the great things coming up for the Moncton Magic as they look to defend their 2019 championship. I'm Scott Squires. Thanks for tuning in. This has been the Coast Insurance Magic Time Podcast. Talk to you again soon.
Coast Insurance is proud to be the title sponsor of Magic Time. You can find out more about us by visiting coastinsurance.ca. Coast Insurance, our goal is to bring you the best coverage for the best price.
You're listening to the Firm Foundation Media Audio Network. Take advantage of audio with Firm Foundation Media.